This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there's really nothing to discuss when it comes to a looming government shutdown because Republicans already have a clean resolution on the table. Democrats are refusing to go along with it until funding is restored for government subsidies that help millions pay for health insurance through the marketplaces. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries minutes ago said,
"This is a five-alarm fire in terms of the Republican-caused health care crisis. And that's why Democrats are determined to turn things around."
Republicans obviously disagree with that. Democratic and Republican leaders meeting with President Trump this afternoon. The president meeting this hour with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ending the war in Gaza. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels sending a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden today. Still looking for a motive in the Michigan shooting and fire set by the gunman who killed at least four people south of Flint, Michigan. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Jimmy Kuska. La Crosse could be poised to get a city administrator next year, but before then, you can give your thoughts on the matter. A city council work group is holding a series of public information and engagement sessions. The first is set for tomorrow at Black River Beach Neighborhood Center at noon and 6 p.m., If approved, the administrator position would help with operations and management. The full proposal is expected to go before the La Crosse City Council in February. And the Republican race for governor grew, then shrunk last week. Republican businessman Bill Berrien dropped out of the race on Friday afternoon. It came a day after he canceled his appearance at a GOP picnic in Manitowoc. That followed after he was found to have been following explicit social media accounts, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner GOP candidate Tom Tiffany announced his race last week Wednesday at a barn in Wausau. Tiffany is a former dam tender and state legislator during the Walker administration. He's recently gotten the support of Congressman Tony Weed, along with the Wisconsin College Republicans and College Republicans of America. Lawmakers have introduced legislation to ban hemp-derived THC products in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
The proposed bill would close a loophole in the 2018 federal farm bill, allowing certain kinds of items like beverages and vapes that contain THC to be sold legally. The bill would change the technical definition of hemp and ban the sale of items that contain synthetic cannabinoids.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. For WLCX News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers cruise into the postseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers finished the regular season with 97 wins after beating the Reds 4-2 Sunday. Next, the Brewers wait to find out if they'll host the Cubs or the Padres in the divisional round on Saturday. NFL, Sunday Night Football, Packers and Cowboys. The game going into overtime and ending in a 40-40 tie. Jordan Love on the final play to Emmanuel Wilson. It fell short of a touchdown, and they had to settle for a field goal.
We tried running a double move, and their defense, they were playing pretty soft. We didn't get the look we wanted. Threw it to E. Was hoping we could, make somebody miss, and, we didn't.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
You don't play the game for ties. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, it's a weird feeling.
That's Dak Prescott with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matt Nair joins us for Matt Nair Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, talk of the Monday to you. It's the beginning of a brand new week. Tomorrow is the last day that our government is funded. This is getting interesting. I'll share my thoughts with that about that with you in just a moment. It's just really and truly remarkable all the stuff that's going on right now in our. I'm not even sure what to call it anymore, our democratic republic, you know, our nation, but boy, are we under assault. Impeach or perish, why Republicans must choose between Trump and the Constitution. Oh, also, just a reminder to our listeners in Chicago that October 15th, I'll be at Max and Benny's. You have to sign up over at WCPT for that. I'll be signing my new book, The Last American President. So, for today's program, impeach or perish, we'll get to that in a moment. Why Republicans have to help out. Also, sending troops and agents into Democratic-run cities, or as Republicans like to say, Democrat-run, with Joe McCarthy's slur on the party, like Portland and Chicago, just, you know, normalizes this stuff. And it's also breaking the Posse Comitatus Act. I'll tell you what Portland has to say about that and what's going on here in the town where I live. Also, lessons from another mass shooting, war comes home. And, what's the deal with suddenly the media is and the Republicans and Donald Trump are not talking about what happened in Michigan where the Mormon church got burned down? Could it be because the guy had a Trump sign on his house and was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Make liberals cry again"? We'll get to that. Also, in the second hour of our program, one other point I wanted to make in the first hour is that if the government does get shut down and it lasts for more than 3 weeks, you're going to see a lot of really pissed off Americans because we're going to start getting our insurance notices in 2 to 3 weeks. I'll tell you about that. I'll give you the details on that in a minute. In the second hour of our program, Nora Benavides is going to drop by. How can we protect our journalists? Also, what is Donald Trump going to say to our military officers? And what's the deal with Pete Hegseth calling all these people from all over the world here? Mike Johnson is refusing to swear in a new Democrat. So that she can't help get the Epstein files released. The cover-up continues. In the third hour of our program, immigrants are begging for help and clean water. They're asking for clean water. And the private corporation that runs this facility is saying, no, if you want clean water, you're going to have to buy bottled water from us. Is this who we are? And geeky science, a new study shows that autism, actually, you know, there's genes for autism. And that those genes are the result of the evolutionary process that produced our super high intelligence compared to other animals. This explains why, you know, it'd be fairly easy to diagnose Albert Einstein as autistic. But my opening rant today, you know, our kind of core rant at HartmanReport.com is titled Impeach or Perish, Why Republicans Must Choose Between Trump and the Constitution. And here's the bottom line. We need some Republicans to wake the hell up. I don't know how to say it beyond that. I mean, you know, our republic is being torn apart, and we've had a couple, you know, in small ways, you know, small rebellions. Don Bacon, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul saying that, you know, shutting up late night comedians is not the American way, and eventually, you know, an over strong government will be coming for them as well. But, you know, back in 1964, I went door to door for Barry Goldwater. I understand Republic. I read both of his autobiographies, you know, A Charge to Keep With No Apologies and Conscience of a Conservative. Charge to Keep was Bush's, which I haven't read. But anyway, there's no way that Barry Goldwater or any Republican from that era would go along with this crap. And now Donald Trump is trying to pick a made for Fox News fight here in Portland. And if one kid throws a Molotov cocktail, Fox News will have that on a loop for the next 2 years. Republicans have to stand up and impeach Trump. I mean, this I can't think of any other immediate remedy. This guy is going nuts. He's going after reporters. He's going after Democrats. He's prosecuting people because he doesn't like them. Look at this Jim Comey thing. I mean, Democrats can't do this themselves. Republicans control the House, they control the Senate, they control the White House, they control the Supreme Court. All three branches, all four dimensions of those three branches of government. And, you know, most recently, Trump signed this National Security Directive. Now, National Security Directives, like, you know, Jimmy Carter signed one about how to deal with Iran, as I recall. Typically, national security directives are secret or top secret. This is the seventh one Trump has signed. It's National Security Directive number 7. But this one he made public. And what it says is, national security directives are not executive orders. Executive orders are basically, you know, the president kind of trying to legislate or something, and they can be challenged in court. You can't challenge a national security directive in court. It is a specific command to the military and the police agencies of America, you know, the FBI and all the other police agencies in the military, a specific command to do something in a particular way. And this national security directive says, and I quote, that anybody, any individual or entity, this is actually journalist Ken Klippenstein. I'll give you the quote from Ken because he summarizes it. He says, the Trump administration isn't only targeting organizations or groups, but even individuals and entities whom NSPM 7 says can be identified by any of the following indicators of violence. Now, what they're saying in this national security directive is this list that I'm about to read to you. If you fall into any of these categories, you are considered at risk for creating violence, and therefore you may be investigated, you may be detained, the government can take action against you. Here's the list. Anti-Americanism. Now, what the hell is that? Does that mean anti-Trumpism? Anti-capitalism is the second one. What does that mean? Advocating for a national health care system? Anti-Christianity. What does that mean? Being Muslim? Or being an atheist? Support for the overthrow of the United States government. My recollection is that that's what Donald Trump did on January 6th. Didn't he try to overthrow our government? Extremism on migration. What does that mean? Somebody out there protesting against ICE? Extremism on race. Is that what? Black Lives Matter? Extremism on gender. What, painting rainbows on the street? Hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on family. This is right out of the Nazi playbook. You have to be a straight white male in America. Or female, I suppose. Hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on religion. What, is he going after the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org? By the way, one of our sponsors. And hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on morality. So what? You're in favor of abortion rights? And now you are considered a person at risk for violence in the United States? I mean, this is just the latest move by Trump. The directive said, this is from the directive itself. This is actually the directive's language. The United States requires a national strategy to investigate and disrupt networks, entities, and organizations that foment political violence so that law enforcement can intervene in criminal conspiracies. Now get this, before they result in violent political acts. This is right out of Minority Report. This, you know, that movie, I think Tom Cruise was in it, that movie where the police are anticipating who's going to become a criminal and arresting them in advance. I mean, this is nuts. This is worthy of impeachment. And Republicans should be as flipped out about this as all the rest of us are. Ali Velshi opened his show, first and third hour, with this national security directive on Sunday. I mean, this is, and to best of my knowledge, he's the only guy who's talking about this, which is also troubling. But look at the things that Trump has done. They fomented an attempted insurrection and an attempted assassination of the VP. He indicted James Comey. He's pressuring red states to gerrymander. He's deploying troops. There's a whole long list. I don't need to recite the entire list here. You probably know it. But there comes a time when history demands a choice. And for Republicans, that time is now. If they impeach him, they'll save our nation. If they don't, democracy around the world, as well as our own democracy, are at risk. I mean, this is, and if these Republicans don't stand, so if you are represented by, and as I said, there are a number of Republicans who are turning their back on Trump. There's a long, long list in my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. And you can call, particularly if you are represented by a Republican in Congress, you can call 202-224-3121 to let them know your thoughts on this. Impeachment isn't, you know, impeach or perish, right? Impeachment isn't just something. This is the remedy for the problem that we are facing right now of an out-of-control autocrat trying to destroy our constitutional republic. And asserting that my saying things like that could now be considered a crime.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in a moment. Stay with us. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is green, G-R-E-E-N, green. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982.
About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zipa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zipa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zipa.com and use the code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zipa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zipa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
We hear the warning. We hear the call. Power's poison. Truth's been chained. If silence wins, then we share the blame. Impeach or perish, the fire. Before our eyes, voices vanish, the brave are scarred, but cowards fall when they guard the dark.
People,
or be nothing more.
Yeah.
24 minutes past the hour. So here in Oregon, here in Portland, actually, yesterday, nice sunny day, yesterday, a long line of protesters, maybe, I don't know, 40 people, 50 people, walked up to the ICE building and laid flowers in front of it. Virtually all of them were carrying flowers, some bouquets, some just, you know, a single rose or a carnation. And the whole sidewalk in front of the ICE building was covered with flowers. That was our insurrection. And Trump is like, oh, my God, send in the troops. I can't believe this crap. Our attorney general, Dan Rayfield, is suing, saying no. Trump says he's ordering the troops to protect the city, quote, and any of our ICE facilities under siege or attack from Antifa and other domestic terrorists. With their flowers. Our Attorney General Rayfield said it's a heavy concept to use the United States military against its own citizens in a state. And he goes on to say it's damn important that we have attorneys general across this country who are holding the line against a president who's trying to federalize the U.S. military against its own citizens. It is a big line for this president to cross, and he's crossed over some really significant lines. Oregon is standing up. And you know, like I said, has sued. And he said, with the and then Tina Kotek, our governor, she said, when the president and I spoke yesterday, I told him in very plain language, there is no insurrection. There is no threat to public safety that necessitates military intervention in Portland or any other city in our state. And then she adds, despite this, and with all evidence to the contrary, he has chosen to disregard Oregonian safety and ability to govern themselves. Oregonians' safety. So here we are. Trump again posted on social media, all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland. Oh, my God. People, 30 people laying flowers in front of the ICE building. This is war! I'm telling you, we are looking at fascism, and Republicans need to step up and impeach Trump. Come on, guys. It's time. It's time to stand for your country. On the other side of the break, who was this shooter and church burner in Michigan? And why is the media ignoring his political alliances?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll talk to Dan Schaefer about the newest candidate for Wisconsin governor and Cam Stevenson from the nation's capital on the approaching government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Jimmy Kuska. Last month, thousands of gallons of crude oil spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County, and it made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin and why?
Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities. That's because in and around those urban areas, the track has more curves and turns. That's when there's a higher chance of something going wrong.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. According to him, train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burrows also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. That's an issue of its own, cuts to crew size and jobs in general. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burrows warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Accident reports on the Federal Railroad Administration's website show that 6 of the 7 derailments within Superior city limits were caused by humans. None of those derailments had more than 2 crew members. In the past, crews were oftentimes at least 4 workers. Burrows also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490. WLCX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is green, G-R-E-E-N, green. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, getting to know another candidate for the Wisconsin governor's race. State Senator Kelda Royce joins us in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Chains on the wrists, silence in the street. Truth is the target, justice in retreat. Eyes in the sky, data in their hands. Freedom is burning in this broken land. Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. A whisper becomes a sentence in time. Voices of courage, we rise and we fight. We won't let the darkness steal all the light.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. So the guy who shot up the Mormon church in Michigan, you know, it's so weird. So many of these shooters have been Republicans, right? Donald Trump's whole rationale for militarizing the country is that there are, you know, threats to public disorder from far left shooters. I mean, you know, Dylann Roof in 2015, self-proclaimed white supremacist, Trump supporter. Robert Bowers, Tree of Life Synagogue, 2018, right-winger. Patrick Crucius, El Paso, 2019, right-winger. Peyton Yendron, Buffalo Top Supermarket, 2022, right-winger. John Ernest, Poway, California Synagogue in 2019, right-winger. Wade Michael Page, Oak Creek, Wisconsin Sikh Temple, 2012, a right-winger. Ryan Palmateer in 2023 in Jacksonville, the Dollar General store, a right-winger. Mark, all of these mass shooters who've shot people based on their race or their religion, either killing black people, killing Hispanics, or killing Muslims or Jews. Mercurio Garcia in Allentown, Texas, outlet mall, neo-Nazi white supremacist ties. He had a right-wing death squad a patch on his arm. Jared and Amanda Miller, anti-government extremist in Las Vegas, 2014. Gregory Bush in 2018 in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. Robert Deere, Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood, 2015. Frazier Glenn Miller, Overland Park, 2014, shooting up a synagogue. The guy who killed Charlie Kirk looks increasingly like maybe he was a groiper. At the very least, he was a white guy who grew up in a right wing Republican Trump supporting home, and was trained with guns. I mean, this is no affiliation with left wing groups at all. None of these guys have any affiliation with left wing groups, and now we find that the guy who shot up the Mormon church on Sunday, I'm looking for his name here. I guess his name doesn't matter. But anyhow, Trump says, this appears to be yet another targeted attack on Christians in the United States of America, right? This, everybody is rushing to blame it on the radical left, right? Well, it turns out that this guy, a family photo on Facebook shows Sanford. Sanford is his last name. Jacob Sanford, Thomas Jacob Sanford, excuse me. A family photo posted on Facebook shows him posing with his wife and 10-year-old son, wearing a re-elect Trump 2020 T-shirt. And at the very bottom of that T-shirt is the slogan, "Make Liberals Cry Again." There's a Google Map picture of his house, which shows a Trump sign out in front of it. And in 2012, he signed two political petitions, 2021. One to repeal Gretchen Whitmer's power to lock down the state during COVID. And the other was for Right to Life Michigan, to restrict abortion in Michigan. So here you got an anti-abortion right-winger shooting up a church and killing a bunch of people and burning the church down with Trump signs all over the place and a Trump T-shirt. And suddenly the media is not talking about what his motives are. Let's not talk about who this guy is. Let's just, you know, have compassion for the people who died. Well, compassion for the people who died is good. But, you know, this guy came in there with an AR-15, with a semi-automatic weapon of war. He was an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran, a former Marine, who's apparently suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and a big Trump supporter.
And I'm not seeing, even MSNBC isn't saying Trump supporter shoots up church. But you know without a doubt that if that guy had had a Biden sign in his yard instead of a Trump sign, or had been wearing a T-shirt that had some kind of anti-Trump slogan on it, it would be nonstop. Even on MSNBC, it would be nonstop. They keep looking for this left-wing killer. And who knows? One might emerge. But, you know, the two guys who were arrested for shooting at Trump, both right-wingers. I mean, it's like the list just goes on and on and on. I'm just astonished, and I realize that you could argue that what I'm doing is politicizing this violence by pointing this out, but I'm pointing it out because they are going out of their way to politicize this violence in a way that's just extraordinarily deceptive, but plays very well on Fox so-called news and makes a lot of profit for the Murdoch family. It's just incredible. So what's on your mind today? Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad to hear that you're not caught in a crossfire.
Oh, here in Oregon?
Yes.
Oh, my God, the building's on fire. No, everything's good. Well, you know, if flowers were explosives, I suppose they'd have a problem, but they're not. They're just flowers.
Well, flowers do smell, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they're offended by the fragrance of the carnations and the roses.
Quickly, before I get to my topic, I just wanted to gloat for a second. If you remember when the appellate court ruled against Trump's tariffs, I called in and said, basically, it doesn't matter because they're still allowing him to tariff products and that he'll probably go ahead and do that. And so what did he do on Friday? He started tariffing products.
Correct.
So whatever the court decides isn't going to matter because he'll still be able to do his tariffs.
Yeah.
And I just thought I'd call that point out.
Yeah, he hit pharmaceuticals with 100%, then that's going to start day after tomorrow. And so get ready for your drug prices to explode. And then there was like kitchen cabinets and stuff. And I, you know, like I've said many times, I think that having tariffs on things like kitchen cabinets are, you know, that you could, there should be a debate in Congress about it. And having tariffs on things like chips, you know, stuff that's necessary for our national defense and military, is a good idea. But again, Congress should pass these things so that the manufacturers know that over the years, if they invest in a factory, they're going to make back their investment. You can't just do it because some president gets pissed off and says he's going to whack them with a tariff.
Yeah. And actually, what he's doing is just punitive, so it really doesn't do what the effects of a tariff should be.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to call about was something I saw on Midas Touch on Friday, and it was called Trump's Real Economic Plan. Mm-hmm. And it's got me thinking quite a bit. It's done by Max at UNFTR. And what he's laying out is the collapsing of the economy, and let's use the government shutdown also as a reason why, is that Trump's plan and his associates' plans are actually to crush the economy, how it will actually benefit him, the billionaires, and everyone else. And it's got me thinking a little bit different because I thought, well, Trump was just kind of being a buffoon, didn't know what's going on. And I think that still may be the truth. However, he's a good con man. Mm. And what they were laying out is a basic plan using 2025 and Esther to destroy the economy for their own benefit.
And how do they benefit from destroying the economy? I understand the whole thing. If they can make the stock market crash, billionaires love that. Investors love that because they can buy, you know, they sell high and buy low and all that kind of stuff. But does it go beyond that?
Yeah, it goes beyond that. What's doing is, first of all, they're looting the treasury, basically. And you have a lot of this cryptocurrency going on. And yeah, you put all of this into a pattern. Max does a better job at explaining than what I can tell you right now. And you look at all the facts and numbers and everything, and with what they're planning on doing, he calls it the three bald guys are actually in charge of this. And believe it or not, not one of them is not
Jake Powell is not bald.
Miller.
Yeah.
No, it's not Jake Paul. No, it has nothing to do with him. Actually, I wanted the one that they put on the board temporarily. He's one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, with what they're planning on doing, and you look back at what they've said, it looks like, you know, it'll be a good thing for him, because it will give the big thing it will do for Trump is it will give him the reason for martial law.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's his ultimate goal is, you know, he wants to turn himself into a dictator. He wants to turn the United States into an authoritarian state. Hungary is his model. And he's moving so much faster than Orban did. It took Orban years to get to where Trump already is. He's moving faster than Putin did, frankly. Ziggy, thank you for the call. Spot on. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your call in just a moment. Stay tuned. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
If you or someone you love is struggling, you are not alone. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Call or text 988 anytime to connect with the Crisis Lifeline. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX,
Lacrosse is home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for Lacrosse, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Our Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
A senator.
Welcome back 9 minutes before the hour. By the way, Louise and I went to see Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn's new movie, One Battle After Another, yesterday afternoon. It's a long movie. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes, I think, or maybe 2 hours and 44 minutes, you know, with the previews and everything else. About 3 hours. But wow, this is, you wouldn't know it. I mean, you know, you wouldn't know it. It's just an amazing movie. And people are trying to politicize the movie because it kind of is about a group of people who were like the Weather Underground back in the day and then, you know, flash forward to today and how they're doing. And but it's really not particularly political in my mind. It does show the asininity, if that's a word, how asinine the white supremacists are. But you know, mostly it's this extraordinary, brilliantly drawn characters, just brilliantly drawn characters about this father-daughter relationship, and. And at the end, I mean, you are literally crying at the end, tears of joy. It's one of those kind of movies. So let me just highly recommend this. It's one of the best movies I've seen in probably 10 years. I mean, it's just one battle after another with Leonardo DiCaprio. Just an amazing movie. All right, back to your calls here. Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I was a state prosecutor in Florida for 10 years, and so I wrote up a lot of charging documents. They call them informations in Florida. Now, I've looked at this, the indictment that was filed against Mr. Comey, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that there will be a very valid pretrial motion to dismiss that I think will get the case thrown out, because it's not enough to be able to put on evidence. You have to prove exactly what's in that document beyond the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. The information says, or the indictment says, that Mr. Comey made a false statement to Congress during that congressional hearing of 2020. Well, if you've seen the transcript, or rather the video of it, he didn't make any false statement to Congress in 2020 during that hearing.
He said, my previous statement stands from 2016,
right.
I think, or 18, or whatever it was, which is way beyond the statute of limitations.
That's exactly where I'm going. Ted Cruz tried to bait him and get him to talk about what he said back in 2017, and he says, I stand by what I said back in 2017. The only reason that they went for this 2020 hearing, because that's the only way they could try to get it under the statute of limitations. Well, if they don't have any evidence of that happening in 2020, so that's why I say it'll be dismissed.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jerry. And I'm not an attorney, but thank you. It's great. I keep saying we've got the smartest listeners on earth on this program. It's such an honor.
and a privilege to hang out with you people. And Jerry, thank you. As a former prosecutor in Florida. Yeah, good talking to you. I appreciate the call.
By the way,
yeah.
I just got one more thing to say. I have never prosecuted federal court, but I defer to people like Glenn Kirshner and Joyce Vance and to any of those contributors that have actually prosecuted there, that they'll know the details of how to do it better than I will.
Yeah, amen. And they're all saying, basically, they're singing the same song you are. Jerry, thank you. Leon in Maroa, Illinois. Hey, Leon, what's on your mind today?
Good morning to you and all the crew, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
A week ago, my wife and I received our new Medicare booklet, and I don't know if anyone's mentioned this or not, but on page 50 of last year's version, it says coronavirus disease 2019 COVID vaccines will be covered. And the latest issue, not there.
Oh, really?
You're right, on page 50.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention and be aware.
So if you're on Medicare and you get COVID, you're on your own? Is that it? Or is it just that they rolled COVID into the whole bundle of other illnesses that if you get, you're covered?
It says shots or vaccines and Part B coverage.
Oh, so it's no longer going to pay for the COVID vaccine.
Right.
And this takes effect, what, at the first of the year or the first of October?
Oh, gosh. You got me there. I don't know whether it's a fiscal year or first, of the year.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Heads up to everybody out there. And the last thing was, I went to the last No Kings rally in our capital of Springfield, Illinois, and I had my simple little sign I've told you about before. With about free speech. And my wife and I are sitting on the steps, and a lady walks up with a smile on her face, and she said, "Do you listen to Tom Hartman?" I said, "I sure do, every chance that I get." She says, "Are you Bob from Springfield?" I said, "No, I'm Leon from Aurora." I would suggest everybody take a sign, a simple little sign that gets people's attention.
Yeah, yeah. And if you live in Chicago, take a sign with listen to WCPT on it.
And the
frequency. I forget the frequency, but whatever that is. Leon, thanks a lot.
Well,
I appreciate the call.
Keep up the good work.
I will do my very best, Leon. I promise. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Nora Benavides, who has a rather shocking story about a journalist that's being held by ICE right now that you're going to want to hear about. This is incredible. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson, the suspected killer of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, appeared virtually in court this past hour. It was the first time Robinson appeared with his court-appointed attorney, this hearing focusing on a preliminary hearing. The attorney did not waive Robinson's right to a preliminary hearing. Here's ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
It is a big risk for a big reward if you do a preliminary hearing and there's really bad information. Getting that in the public, especially in a high-profile case like this, might not be helpful. So I think it depends on how cautious that attorney is or is not.
Robinson will be back in court October 30th. At the White House, President Trump holding critical talks with Israel's prime minister on a new ceasefire proposal. It includes the push to release all remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Congress barreling toward a government shutdown tomorrow night. Congressional